Well, hello and welcome to What's Brewing, CISFA. What's Brewing, CISFA is a podcast produced for the California Community College's Student Financial Aid Administrators Association. I'm your host, Dennis Schrader. I serve as the 2020-2021 CISFA president.
And I'm Dana Yarbrough, Dennis's co-host and fellow employee at Los Angeles Mission College.
What's Brewing, CISFA hopes to inform and entertain you 30 minutes at a time.
So let's start the show. And welcome to another episode of What's Brewing, CISFA. Let's start this show with our first cup.
You know, we should play that sound effect, Dana, today in triplicate. You know, we, I think we have a special guest out there somewhere.
Yes, we do. She's here.
Yes, she is. She's on the line. Sounding better than you would like if you just plugged in a phone, thankfully, thanks to modern technology. We have Anna Faye Robinson back from Pierce College. She's president of most associations right now, or has been. She was president of CASFA, and she's in her past president year. That what ends October? Is that right, Anna Faye?
Yes.
It will end this October. Which is why it wasn't too much to convince her to do a special election runoff for president. So she'll be the incoming president after me for CISFA come July 1st. So welcome, Anna Faye. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Good morning.
It's good to have you here. So I think people have heard your story before because we've had you on twice before in like one of my favorite podcasts, Likes a Joke, and the old Saturday Night Live thing, you know, you get the five shows, you know, you get the gold jacket. So we'll have to, you know, get you
will
on.
Will I get a jacket?
Well, we'll have to think about it. The budget for this is a little low.
Maybe I can get one of those microphones.
We could do that. I do have extra microphones because the setup we were going to do didn't happen. I had everything sitting at the office.
Sure did.
Right? Yeah. Waiting to be set up. We were almost ready to roll into spring.
Man.
And then the pandemic.
You gotta go home.
Yes. We went home. Took a few months to regroup. And then me and Dana figured this out, how to work it. And Zoom tends to work pretty good as long as you've got a good internet connection. You know, it works all right. And surprisingly, I don't know how many podcasts you guys listen to, but it seems to be the way that almost everyone does now for podcasting is set up a Zoom, use the audio from it, and record it. And it sounds pretty decent.
Mm-hmm.
So.
World's changing.
That it is, yes. And talking
even
about
in, even that, in man, financial aid, it's changing.
I know. Finally, finally some change comes to us, among other technologies, you know. Zoom, we use the Cranium Cafe. I know other schools use similar products. I've heard for phones at least most. Now, I assume your campus never had a full phone solution for staff, right? You know, you don't have all your staff answering all their phones remotely, right?
No, we use Google Voice.
Okay, you're like us. You totally, have the non-solution solution that costs $0.
That's correct.
Okay.
We're so good at that, you know, finding solutions that doesn't cost anything.
Yes. Because I know some schools did get on that ahead of time. Some are using like Call Central, Ring Central, all these other products that seemingly allow you to, you know, forward your calls. And I know I talked with our president, or no, who did we talk with, Dana, at a meeting? It was our VP of Student Services and our VP of Admin Services. Mm-hmm. Months ago about this, because all I did was complain about it since the beginning. and she's like, oh, I think we can get you phones.
Yes.
Yeah, so I sent a list of people. She sent it off to our accountant on campus. And then the question about how's this going to get paid for going forward, you know? And then suddenly the issue died. How? Who could have guessed?
Well, your barrier was the cost.
Yes. Yeah. The idea of getting phones apparently was not a big deal, like getting us smartphone.
That's the easy part.
Listen, you know. Dennis, as soon as you guys started talking about it, I think most of us, it went in our ear and right out the out.
That's
the other
good.
Because we knew.
I hope I didn't set you up for unreasonable expectations. Yeah, it was not. I kind of knew in the back of my mind, like, there's no way in hell. I mean, heck, they're going to actually pay off on this. I mean,
not gonna happen.
Exactly.
Yeah, I could get a company car easier and we don't have company cars, than getting a cell phone through campus.
But what was so interesting was the enthusiasm. Oh, yes, definitely. This can happen.
Yeah, our VP of admin, again, bless her heart, interim person, and again, does want to move things forward, was like, oh, yeah, I think we can do that. Because, again, she thinks in terms of administrators who most of the administrators have phones, right?
Yes.
Because they all had to be tied in, but lowly staff like us?
Did you ask during April Fool's or something?
It might have been. You know, it was a matter of just like 2 to 3 months ago when we had them both on our staff meeting for financial aid people. And they're very enthusiastic that could happen. Because, again, every month I do a monthly report that I send off to my VP. Just a summary of, like, what's been going on, any particular issues coming up, stuff like that. And so I don't change it a whole lot. It literally is read, staff continue to work from home remotely and performing all their duties and stuff. But I'll throw in there like stuff like the lack of a phone makes a little bit of an issue trying to get back, because I'd have no expectation for my staff to use their own phones. So, you know, and finally, after, you know, probably 15 times hearing this, when it came up during the staff meeting, because we had our VP of admin invited specifically for these kind of questions, like, what's going to happen when we come back and all that? Yeah, it sounded good, right, Data? I mean, it sounded like Santa really Claus was coming to town.
She really tried to sell it to us. She really did. But like I said, most of us, we were like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, the $600 to $1,000 a month phone bill for, you know, 10 to 15 phones probably.
That did it right there.
Yeah. But, you know, this is all online with the topic that, you know, I threw out there on the board. I figured we talk about, which is re-engagement. And we're starting to hear more, aren't we, Anna Faye?
That's right. You know, that's the word that is now common these days. I've really never thought of the word re-engagement.
True.
You know, before that's the new word now, re-engagement.
Yes, as in we're going to have to literally. What do you want to talk about? Well, I figure we could talk about what we already know, at least in our district. You know, we've seen the MOU for the uppity ups, our deans and such. You know, they're supposedly going to start coming back June 1st. You know, some have been already on campus quite a bit. Apparently, there's one that's just about done or done for our group, the supervisors, for the same time period, June 1st.
Now, we're also June 1st. They could ask us to come early to work more often starting June 1st.
Yes. Yeah. So, again, it's not, Dana, one of these things where we all have, at least as financial aid directors and supervisors, have to come back come June 1st, but at least it gives the campus the ability to start that kind of thinking. So we'll see from the group that represents like our financial aid technicians and assistants and all that. Hopefully we'll see some movement on that sometime in the near future too, because again, we'll all want to get back into this line of thinking about how do we re-engage, you know, as as I like to think about it, at least. You know, we don't want to be in that circumstance where come Monday, all the staff show up. Come Tuesday, all the students are there. You know, we want to make sure that we're maybe a little well-prepared.
Yes. Yeah, we need to ease ourselves into it. It's going to be a shock in the system. I mean, we've been so used to working from our own homes. We have our own routine the last 14 months or so. And all of a sudden, you're going to, you know, put all of us in one room at the same time, same day with all the students. It's a shock in the system. So we need time to prepare, like you said, prepare our offices. I'm sure the last 14 months, nobody has really cleaned your offices, right?
A little probably, bit. Some parts look,
high,
yes.
A mile high of dust or something, you know, so you need to prepare and make sure that you have the appropriate equipment, PPEs, all those things, so that you're ready to welcome students back.
Equipment's going to be the one interesting one, because what I think of is a couple staff have taken their chairs from their desks. So, like, they can't really work remotely and at home. Or, I mean, from home and campus at the same time. It'd be a little weird without a chair at one of the spots.
That's right.
And then same thing for computer stuff. Now, everyone has laptops. But a lot of them took monitors. A lot of them took, I mean, I'm sitting here I've got a weird setup. I've got my MacBook connected to a big monitor and another big monitor connected to the laptop from work. So I've got four screens across the way and an iPad in between. You know, we got a lot of monitors out there. So when I go over to our old front counter, Dana, the fishbowl, as we call it, the annex or whatever, it's a little monitorless. Lots of computers sitting on counters, no monitors. So it's, you know, it's like, you know, Dana, when you come back to work, could you bring like a monitor with you under your arms?
Dennis, you already know my situation
that's,
at home.
That's cruel. You're going to be lugging this 17-inch monitor every so many days. I mean, or every day.
I mean, the good thing is I think I'm a little overstocked on equipment because we had so many extra old counter spaces that we left for student workers, and I bought all this stuff for them. Maybe I'll get away with some people will have to live with single monitors for a while. But aww. I know. But yeah, that's one of those re-engagement things. How do we piece back together all the equipment, right. Let alone know that we get all the equipment back? Dana, yes, you are a special case.
About my work situation at home.
If people could only have seen Dana, you know, I think the one time people could have saw your setup was during the CISFA conference when we did the live play-by-play halftime report podcast, and we let everyone in on the Zoom. Dana's got a gigantic TV that she uses as her monitor up on her wall.
I see that right now. I can see.
You can see the corner of it, because if she put the whole thing on it, you still could not see it with her camera. She'd have to move the camera back 20 feet.
All the way back so you can see Anna Faye. Oh, yeah, Anna Faye. I mean, as soon as we got sent home from work, I realized my situation at home wasn't going to work for me. So I had to really create a space for myself.
Yes.
You know,
I hear you.
Even with, you know, Dennis allowing us to take some some of the equipment. But again, for me to be as productive as I was on campus, again, I had to create my own like work space, so that I can, you know, be in the right frame of the right frame of mind to do my work.
This is why, that makes sense. Anna Faye, when we talk about the potential for resistance among some staff to return and reengage, Dana's will not be so much of a health issue as much of a, I have to go back to my cubicle. Even if it's clean, she's going to put up a fight because she's going to be like, it's not as good.
It's not.
So she's so spoiled now with her gigantic monitor.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Well, I guess you're going to have to provide that similar setup.
That's what I told Dennis Anna Faye.
I would love to, but here's the only way that works. Luckily, the person that sits next to her is retiring. I will have to knock down that cubicle wall, and she'll have to have a double wide.
Yes.
I don't know how else.
So does that mean you have to do twice the work now, Dana?
Oh, that's part of the trade-off.
I would actually kind of be okay with that, Anna Faye.
Oh.
She might be double the.
There you go.
Look, if I find out that 50-inch monitors make people twice as efficient.
Well, I'll buy those 50-inch monitors right now.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going down to Best Buy tomorrow.
Now, with the caveat that I might not, you know, go home, like I would have to like kind of live there.
Well, you know, you do have a comfy seat for the students when they do come in. If they're not going to be coming in right away, you know.
Right.
Well, I've always thought, you know, we could put in some Murphy beds so you guys could, you know, hang out,
Dennis,
work late.
You know me. I will go all out. I will trick that place out. Yes, I would.
I know you will. That's what scares me. No doubt. Well, you know what this seems like? This seems like a natural pause area here. Okay. And we'll continue our conversation in just a few minutes on the show here.
And welcome back for our second cup segment on the Willets Brewing CISFA show.
I figure we'll do a little fill up there. I think we've kind of talked through re-engagement. It'll be very interesting. I'm hoping, Anna Faye, in the next week or so to have many of the other CISFA executive board members who we've had on the show over the last year come back and talk maybe a little bit about what things are going on their campus. So it'll be interesting to see how others have been re-engaging. As we know, some are back in the office a whole lot more than us. May have some of their staff there. It'll be interesting to see how things are going across the state.
I think that will be interesting to see, because then or hear from them, you know, what others are doing, because some of us are way ahead.
Sure.
Of the, you know, or some of us are way behind.
Yes.
So and some are in the middle. So I think for us who are in the back end of things,
yes,
it'll be nice to hear what strategies they have already implemented, so we can borrow, steal, and
exactly. I mean, if anything, from you know, again, we're in LA County, so nothing moves fast in LA County, especially not the traffic anymore. But
oh
certainly,
my gosh, it's the same as before.
Yeah, right. We're right. We've back. Boomeranged back to literally 400 days ago. So yes, it's obviously some counties hit yellow or whatever much earlier than us in this color scheme world, and so they yeah, I know, I know, like the director at Taft College, Barbara, who's our treasurer elect, has been in the office pretty much this whole time. It's like they barely had to split. Yeah, I mean, she's barely had to split to go home, and one of them up in like College of Sequoias, again, counties where, if they had red or purple, it didn't last for long for color coding. So they were able to, and it just worked better in some ways, but not that their staff were back, but I know now some of them have staff rolling back, but it'll be interesting to see. So hopefully I'll keep the re-engagement topic, Dana, on the top of the list for them when we do talk with them.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think it'll be good to, like I said, good to hear what the state, as far as re-engagement, because then that could frame how, you know, what CIS will be planning for the year up until conference.
Exactly, which is, you know, like the next big thing to think about talking about on the show is CIS for plans. You know, you kind of, Anna Faye, you're stepping in here as president come in another month or so. You know, we laid some groundwork this last year or so, but obviously things got a little derailed, but we pulled off a virtual conference. Thank you. I have to really give the thanks.
Well
done. Thanks to Mike Deere, past president. Again, he laid the groundwork over a year and a half plus ago when he set up for an in-person conference for spring 2020 that got canceled. And rescheduling it just didn't seem like it was going to happen in any easy way. I mean, I remember the first talk shortly after canceling was, well, the hotel will let us move it to November. They've got dates available in November. And it was like, huh, that could work. And then we thought about timing and where it fell and all this other stuff. But can you remember a time over a year ago when we were all thinking, we'll be back to normal in November? I mean, boy, were we all off.
We were all off.
Yeah.
Well, We initially thought when we were, you know, told to, okay, you need to all go home, mm-hmm. we thought, oh, this will last for a couple weeks.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And fast forward, it's been 14 months, and yes. it seems like that was not long ago that we were told to go home.
That's true.
I can't, you know, that 14 months just kind of flew by.
It really did, Anna Faye.
It seemed like it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, you know, talking about, like, again, with CISFA alone, you know, we were slowly shifting gears to, we'd already signed contracts in San Diego for 2021, and then slowly as this kept slipping closer to October, and the big talk was when we would meet every week, me, the CISFA exec board involved in the conference, our friends at the Foundation for the California Community Colleges up at the state system office who are doing a lot of the logistics, was to talk through, okay, what is our drop dead dates for if we have to cancel with the hotel? Mm-hmm. And it was like October, November, you know, and we'll hold out. And then at some point it was just like the writing is on the wall. It, you know, come November, we didn't see that stuff and travel would be open enough, let alone just for the state system office, but obviously most community colleges like ours here were pretty still set on
no travel restrictions. Correct.
Exactly. So we switched to virtual mode. And the good thing was with the foundation, they do a lot of these other conferences for veterans and EOP and everybody else. So they had a lot of experience with, you know, the platforms and all that good stuff. And so we were able to piece it together pretty quick. But Anna Faye, you are looking at hopefully having a in-person conference again, people, if you forgot what those look like.
I know. What, man, we all miss that. Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's a big hope.
Yes.
Right. It's a big hope coming March of 2022.
Right? Yes.
I think the date's set for March.
Yes, they are. I don't have them in the top of my head. I think it's later in the month and March. Maybe bleeds into the March? First week of April, somewhere around there. Okay. But yes, you have it all set. You got the hotel we had planned for this year. The Hyatt Regency Mission Bay, beautiful hotel,
nice.
On the water,
attractive location,
plenty of space. If you need to go to an overflow when we get booking for this, there's at least one across the street, I believe. There's another one down the street that we did our conference a number of years ago at, and it's all very close to the SeaWorld part of the world because it's Mission Bay. So there's plenty of other things you can walk to. I know you're a paddle boarder, right, Anna Faye?
Not lately, but yeah.
But no, that's available, jet skis.
Oh.
You could plan something if you want. I think they have a couple of those, like, cruise boats that you can, like, you know, put, like, 50 people on, and it's, like, a flat thing, and cruise out to the harbor and all that stuff, too.
Nice.
So that's available, too.
And I think the focus, I think for me, when, you know, you talked about the plan for CSFAR for this upcoming year is to focus on our conference, because I'm sure everybody is, you know, clamoring for in-person events, something, just something, right?
Yes.
To see each other. I miss everybody. I mean, yeah, I see you in Zoom.
Yes.
But it's not the same. You know, it doesn't have that same effect when you're sitting across from each other and just chit-chatting and
exactly.
Talking.
I think you can get away with just being able to be a little more in the moment when you're there sitting with colleagues from far up north or far down
exactly.
south.
Exactly. So I think that's the focus. And like I said, it's a big hope, and I hope we continue to be in – you know, in the green coming, what is it, starting just June 15th?
Today? June 15th, according to our governor, you know, and I think that's realistic.
I hope we continue in that mode, and we will plan for a great conference in person next March. So that will be a big focus. And I would like to know, you know, like I said, part of this plan is for us to continue this podcast, because I think it's a great way for the association to find out what's out there.
Absolutely.
Right, across the state, and help us prepare for the next year.
I've told Dana I will double her salary on this. I might even triple it. You know, I've given her a bonus of triple the value of what I paid her before. Dana, what was I paying you before? Oh,
peanuts. Nothing.
Oh, peanuts. I can't afford three bags of peanuts. Are you crazy?
Costco.
Thank God I signed you for nothing.
Peanuts.
I know. Look, I'm just so glad I signed Dana at the right time on a contract where neither one of us makes a dollar.
You know, because I'm pretty popular, man. I'm a hot commodity right now.
Look, that's why we're going to have to, you know, we will keep with the What's Brewing CSFA through the Anna Faye Robinson presidency.
Yes, we have to.
I expect, though, Anna Faye, that you will need to return to the show on a much more regular basis, because you'll be the president.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah,
I'm fine with that. As long as you guys keep on running it, I'm fine.
We can do that.
Yeah.
Now,
it's one way for us to connect until we see each other in person in March.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. You know, because Dana is thinking other projects, and so am I. You know, we have the Financial Aid After Dark discussion, you know, to have a show called Financial Aid After Dark, where the topics might go off topic. To put it nicely.
Way off topic? Like,
could be way off topic.
Really off topic?
Yeah,
we could be talking.
Okay.
You know, we do an I Dare You To, which we'll do today, which is like what you're reading and watching and listening to. We make this talk all vinyl. We have some very esoteric record collections between Dana, me, and some other financial aid directors out there.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we know of a few who are vinyl collectors out there, so you never know.
Yeah.
We may, so we have some topics that are almost built in that we will hopefully continue with. But yeah, I think this will be an interesting year for you, Anna Faye.
It will be. It's, last year was interesting. This year, hopefully, like I said, I'm hopeful that we will start opening up and we'll see each other.
Now let me
even before March, right? For other conferences. Absolutely. But definitely would like to see all of you in March of 2022.
Yes.
At a wonderful location, San Diego.
Last part on this before we move into our last segment, Anafe. Any idea on what the theme will be for your conference?
Oh boy.
Have you thought on that yet?
At this point, because I'm still at this point I don't have one, but maybe on the next show.
Okay, not a problem. Not a problem.
How about Anafe? How about transitions?
It's either that or
Dana and I will have to talk.
Yeah.
Yes, because we're transitioning back, like you know, she talked about earlier in the show. You know, we got to transition back into our normal routine. I don't know.
Well, whatever that normal is, too.
Because the new normal.
It's what they call. I know this is cliche now. New normal, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So.
No. That we can.
Something to think about.
All right. Well, let's fade up the music a little bit. We'll be back in just a couple seconds. And just like that, we are back for the last sip segment, everyone. It's time to get your last sip in on your hot or cold beverage, whatever you're drinking out there. And as always, we'd like to save a few minutes here for any parting thoughts or what we call our I Dare You To selections. And Anafe's had some really good ones in the past. Anafe, do you have one for us today?
Well, now that we are now in yellow, right? We can go outside. So I dare you guys to disconnect for one day, right? I know we've been working hard the last 14 months. We are here for our students. I know that, right? We love our profession. We love our students. But I dare you to just disconnect for one day or even half a day. Go outside.
Yes.
Go hiking. Go to the beach. You need to... but just be by yourself or with someone, right? Mm-hmm. Someone you want to enjoy spending the time with, and just disconnect. That's the word I was trying to.
I like that. Yeah. I like that idea. Yes. Get outside. Get some fresh air, people.
Fresh air.
Yes. Dana, how about you? Any I Dare You To's advice for our listeners?
Okay, so I know I mentioned that I might not have an I Dare You, but now that I think about it, so I have been binge watching Christopher Nolan movies. So the most recent one I've watched is Tenet, and it's awesome. But I know the one that I really should watch is Dunkirk. Now, have any of you watched it yet?
I have to say no to both of those.
Okay.
I know they're on my list.
So listen, this is a dare for myself to watch Dunkirk.
Okay.
And for our listeners to watch it too. And then maybe we can talk about it.
I like that. Okay. I like that. No, I've heard only good things about Dunkirk. I've heard the mixed reviews about Tenet, but I think Tenet obviously got shorted a little bit of cred because of coming out during the pandemic,
the pandemic. Yeah.
You know, in certain movies, just like when I'll relate it to the friend who told me about watching the King Kong versus Godzilla movie on his laptop.
Yeah,
he's like, oh, this movie would be so much better in a theater.
Right.
Let alone an IMAX theater.
Like, I agree the same with Tenet. It probably would have been better to watch it on a larger scale.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's why I don't think movie theaters are going to quite all disappear, although too many of them are. So, okay, I like that. Christopher Nolan movies. Well,
my pick
is a book, of course, because I have tons of books behind me, and I guess brought more of them back from the office, so I have no space anymore, is a book called Eats, Shoots, and Leaves by Lynn Truss. It's the zero-tolerance approach to punctuation, because when you'll see the title of the book in my notes for the show, when you go out to get this podcast, Look to find a picture on the cover of the book, and you'll understand how important punctuation is out there. I know we've forgotten that in a text-based world as far as texting friends and emails sometimes when we get a little sloppy, but punctuation makes a difference between, a panda basically eating shoots and then leaving the place, or a panda that eats, comma, shoots, bang, bang, and then leaves. So keep that in mind as your visual for that. Well, amazingly, we have filled our time here, everybody. So we'll fade up the music and we'll get to people rolling on with the rest of their day. So I want to thank our guest, incoming CSFA president, Anna Faye Robinson, and our co-host, Dana. And of course, you, our audience, for joining us today on the What's Brewing CSFA show.
And everyone, if you have something to say or you have topics you want us to discuss, email us at wbcsfa@gmail.com.
For this and all What's Brewing CSFA podcasts, find us on Google Podcasts, your Apple Podcasts app, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, and the TuneIn app on your Amazon Echo by using Alexa.
What's Brewing CSFA is a production of Studio 1051, a creative collaboration of Dennis and me.
This has been episode number 88, recorded the morning of Friday, May 7th, 2021.
Have a great day.
And have a great weekend.
Great weekend.
Thank you all for being here.